Mr. Nod, is it really real or am I still dreaming?
It's as real as the modern world, son.
Could we really build a new world like that?
Why, certainly. Of course, this is only a play. But I think of the millions of children across the world. Black skins, brown skins, yellow skins, white skins. They don't worry about things like peace or war. They can't decide things like that. We have to decide for them. We could build a new world for them. It would cost us, all of us, our selfishness and our pride. But it would be worth it. Oh, yes, it would be well worth it. Now, I don't think America has all the answers, or Russia, or China, or any country for that matter. Nations are full of hate and fear nowadays. But the new world will be built by new men who won't be bought by dollars or bullied by tyrants. Incorruptible men. That's what we need. Why, one nation at peace within itself can bring peace to every nation. One family at peace within itself can bring peace to every family. It could be your nation. It could be your family. Peace comes from change. No other way about it. And change comes when men learn to listen to the inner voice. The voice of God, some people call it. Not everybody believes in him, but he's there. He's ready. He speaks when man listens. His voice tells everybody everywhere what to do, what not to do. What's right and what's wrong, if they let him. Now, anyone can try listening to God. Everybody needs to try. It works.